Thank you. I'm pleased to be here today. I'd like to give you an update on the current status of the boll weevil eradication program in the state of Texas. In 2008, we had a maximum acres of in the west side of the state. Normally, as we look at the state as a whole, we will divide the state in two quadrants, with the west side more arid area being and also more eradicated area, and give updates on the two different quadrants in the state of Texas. But we had 4.8 million acres here, which is down slightly from 2007. And also in this area of the state, we had 883 weevils captured this year, which is down substantially from 2007 of 6,354 weevils. Five of the 11 zones in this area had no weevils year to date, and seven of the 11 zones caught no weevils by this date in 2007. We had one field in West Texas that had one reproducing colony. The year-end treatments for this area was down substantially also to 147,000 acres from 449,000 acres in 2007. And looking at the one zone in this West Texas area that is capturing a large number of the weevils in this area, we have reduced the population substantially in the Southern Rolling Plains. At one point we were at zero. We've had migration problems since that time that have moved weevils into this area. You can see here by looking at this map, of course the gray areas, the fields that have not caught any weevils, but all along the south rim of the Southern Rolling Plains, cotton is an area that we are continuing to capture weevils as they migrate in from the south. There is an area over toward the east side that sort of channels a few weevils up into the Southern Rolling Plains area. We have captured two weevils up in that area, but in that entire zone, in fact. But we do still have a little bit of migration that moves up on the east side through SRP and RPC. Now, looking at the other quadrant there of South and East Texas, our acreage was down also with 713,000 acres approximately, compared to 748,000 in 2007. Our weevils caught were down to 1.9 as compared to 2.6. Year-end acres treated was down also 18% from 3.8 from 4.7 in 2007. Looking at those zones that are on the east and south side, the northern Blacklands area, we've seen substantial reductions from this zone in the last 4 years. Primarily, our area of weevil infestation is around the Ennis, Texas area, in a very urban situation. The areas that are away from the cities, we've had substantial reduction in boll weevil numbers. Looking at the southern Blacklands, after the first season, we were able to make significant inroads in that area. We have leveled off the last couple of years. We've had some weather influences in this zone that have created problems for treatment. And as you can see, the Brazos Bottom still contains substantial numbers of weevils, especially north of Highway 21. And we do have a small problem out in the far west side there by Seguin. We have some concerns in the southern Blacklands that we are addressing. Our early season trap capture with irrigation concerns, trapping and misblowing, and volunteer and regrowth cotton. We had substantial acres of cotton this year that were left, and we had to continue treatment well into the fall that was not destroyed. Moving on down into Upper Coastal Bend, this zone has been a very difficult zone to eradicate weevils in. We've had several weather impacts throughout the years of the program, but we have made substantial inroads this year, this year especially. Looking at the overall numbers, we still see a scattering of weevils across the zone with the exception of the southern part, Bay City or Matagorda County area. But these numbers are greatly reduced from last season. South Texas winter garden is continuing to be a problem for us. We reduced the populations greatly down to 2006, and then we started getting some problems, primarily in the Uvalde area and the west side of Nueces County in that area. As you can see, this is the Uvalde district with our primary weevil numbers coming out of the Medina County area. And we had quite a bit of problems in that area, and I'll address those in just a moment. As you can see, the gray areas are the fields with no weevils on the eastern side of South Texas Winter Garden. The fields in the north Wilson County area, we have a few fields up there that are still capturing weevils, but primarily the south part of this zone on the west side is the area that Dolly went up through coming out of the Rio Grande Valley and was instrumental in increasing our numbers for that zone. Our concerns in the South Texas Winter Garden at this time, again, is early season capture and a few acres that are under irrigation concerns with insecticide loss on some washoff related to rainfall events involving the hurricane. Volunteer and regrowth continue to be substantial problems where we're not getting good kill from the freezes and a lot of overwintering or late season cotton in crops that are alternate crops. We've been very fortunate to be able to secure labels to treat for boll weevil and alternate crops this season, and we appreciate the help of the Texas Department of Agriculture in being able to address these concerns. Lower Rio Grande Valley was impacted greatly this year by Hurricane Dolly. We had a 3 to 4 week period there of real difficult circumstances, both without being able to get access to the fields, and then later on we had substantial plants to begin growing in urban areas because at the time of the hurricane it took the lint completely off the plant and deposited that lint and seed in non-traditional cotton areas such as parks and houses and stuff like that. So our personnel in that area had quite a job to do to go in there and start cleaning up those areas and making it where we could run an effective program, much less replacing the entire trapping scheme in that zone after the destruction that Dolly caused. This sort of looks scary in a way, but it's much better than last year. And of course, our numbers decreased. We had an area there where the highest numbers are, where we got 20 to 30 inches of rain during the few days we had Dolly go through the area. We were fortunate. At one time, the eye went right over one of our offices. I didn't even expect it to be there when Dolly was over with, but our office withstood the hurricane. But we still have a lot of work to do in this area, and the numbers are coming down. We still have concerns there with early season trap capture. The irrigation concerns, especially down along the river, the river's not mentioned here, but there's a lot of maybe political situations that we encounter along the river. These are a few situations that developed after the hurricane. You can see the regrowth problem and water standing in these crops for maybe still is in certain fields at this point, but at least 60 days on a lot of these fields still had water standing in them, and a lot of cotton growing in areas that were inaccessible for treatment that we had to physically go out and to destroy these plants. This coming season, 2009, we're going to be addressing a lot of the concerns that we have talked about this morning or this afternoon. Of course, we'll be mapping, trapping, treating all cotton, and planting cotton and volunteer cotton. We'll be placing a very large emphasis on volunteer cotton. We'll also be looking at acreage that were planted in as far back as 2007. This past season we had this regrowth problem in corn and other crops, but we'll be trapping fields that have the potential to have cotton growing in them even as far back as 2007, and of course we'll be trapping fields that in these areas that were cotton in 2008 also that are in alternate crops. Communicating grower need to control the volunteer cotton. We have our methods of contacting growers and educating them on the need to destroy this. We also have the help of the Texas Department of Agriculture in helping to destroy this crop and monitor the weevil response to traps and treatment as we go through the season. Looking at a synopsis for the last 2 years on weevil numbers, the sort of the pinkish color would be the 2007 captures. The black boxes are your 2008 captures. The numbers captured up on the high plains, the WHP number, SHPC number, NRP, these are earlier parts of the season, and there were no further captures. Once we caught that, this was an invasion probably by human, either a vehicle coming in or something like that. The two down in RPC came through primarily, we think, SRP through that channel there on the east side of where the weevils have come up through in the past. And of course, SRP, looking at numbers last season of 5,116, we're down to 866, which we thought was a great success in that area with no decreased insecticide applications. St. Lawrence area, I didn't show that slide there, but we had 130 there in 2007 and 12 and 2008. Those were much like SRP. Most of those weevils came right on the south side of that zone, and we were able to treat those fairly quickly. All right, the NBL, substantial decreases there, and like I said earlier, that area is primarily an urban situation, difficult to treat areas, and we'll be putting greater emphasis there in 2008. SBL, we had some increase in numbers there, primarily in Brazos River bottom. We had Hurricane Ike situations there, and a lot of rain in some fields that were difficult access at certain times of the growing season. UCB, those numbers came down from nearly 100,000 down to 6,000. Like I said, we have had some real good luck and real good employees there that are really doing a good job. And South Texas Winter Garden, we did increase the numbers there, and primarily those areas I showed you earlier were getting the weevils. Rio Grande Valley, we came down from 1.4 million in 2007 to approximately 280,000 weevils this year. As I said earlier, that looks a little rough on it, but when you look at that kind of reduction in weevils, we're really beginning to make a spearhead into that zone. Weevils per trap, initial year versus 2008. I'm just gonna glance over it. The one you can't see is the LRGV. It had 16.12 weevils initial year per trap versus 0.83 this year. And I'd like to thank you for being here today.